Rick Perry set to possibly announce for the White House on Saturday. That's what Politico is reporting. He's going to make clear his intentions. Can't imagine it would go the other way. It'd be the ultimate head fake, I guess, if he went the other way on this. Give me your thoughts about where we are with all this at this point.
Yeah, I think, you know, Governor Perry's been pretty methodical the last month or so, doing all the due diligence, primarily when it comes to fundraising. I mean, when you fundraise for a statewide race in a place like Texas with no hard limits, he was able to raise $40 million last time. A good chunk of that was people that were able to give more than $2,500 per individual, and that's the limit at the federal level. So he's got to go from a small number of donors giving a large amount of money to a large number of donors giving a relatively small amount of money, and he has to go from doing something that's at a state level of $40 million to something at a national level where he'll need 20 to 25 probably by the end of the year, and then – you know, if he's the nominee, he's going to need 500 to billion or something over the next year and a half. So, I mean, the fundraising piece, I think, is coming together. I think they're probably reasonably well convinced that they can raise the money from Texas, that they can raise the money from some other networks that he has through being chairman of the RGA, being a governor for a very long time, having a good fundraising base both in New York and California and also in places like Colorado. I think a lot of the infrastructure that other candidates who are thinking about running for president and chose not to is going to fall in behind him if you look at people like Mitch Daniels and Haley Barbour. So now I think they're really kind of at the point where they have to sort of, press the button and go. And, you know, I think the longer they wait, the harder it gets, and the moment can pass. And so I think they've really got to get going.
Well, and that's what I was going to ask is it doesn't seem like waiting much longer than this would even be feasible, right?
It's hard to see. I mean, you know, national politics, your moment passes quickly. You know, he's had a moment now that's lasted about a month. He is someone who I think most people think would be the most formidable challenger to Mitt Romney in the field, and that includes being more formidable than Michelle Bachmann or Tim Pawlenty. So, you know, he's got a chance to really run a good race if he can scale up quickly enough.
Fundamentally, what makes him a good challenger to Mitt Romney? I mean, is it his ability to raise money? Is it that gut check that a lot of Republicans have at this point where you've seen where social conservatives have been pretty disappointed with the field so far of viable candidates, at least people who actually have a shot, but they're excited about Perry.
Yeah, I mean, for me personally, it was really easy for me to come around to being someone who thinks he should run. And for me, it's a matter of you've got to have someone who can both win the nomination and defeat the president in the general. And I think we have a lot of candidates who can do one or the other, but I think Perry can do both. And I think he's the strongest candidate who has the best chance to do both. The real thing here, I think, the real opportunity that he has is that he has Bachmann's strengths and Romney's strengths, but neither of their individual weaknesses.
What are the things he's going to get beaten up on in the GOP primary? I had somebody tell me yesterday that it'll probably be a deal where his campaign, he may not say this, but his campaign will certainly kind of play to the fact that Romney is viewed, because he's a Mormon, as an other, if you will, especially with evangelicals. But what are some of the things here in Texas that Perry can be beaten up on? A lot of conservatives were upset about the HPV vaccinations for young girls when he tried to mandate that, and it was overturned by the legislature. And then a lot of them have been upset about his push for toll roads and those kinds of things. Is that going to play at all in a national race, or is that something that it's kind of those are state issues and people aren't going to be as concerned with it?
Yeah, I think a lot of those are state issues. And obviously you have to separate what kind of issues hurt you in a primary and what kind of issues hurt you in a general. You know, I think that he has real credibility among the base. And I think for people who don't know him that are part of the base, they're going to quickly realize he has great credibility on their issues. I mean, he is unassailable when it comes to being a social conservative. On the fiscal conservative side, I think he's very clearly a fiscal conservative. He's got a couple things in his background that they'll try to use against him. But I think when you talk about the job creation that's happened in Texas, no state income tax, very fair regulatory system, a loser pays tort law that just was passed. Around a range of issues, he's more fiscally conservative, I think, even than George W. Bush was, and what many people considered he was a fiscal conservative before he ran. So, look, I think he's got all the pieces. I mean, I think when you look at Bachmann, he's got the base credibility and the dynamism that Bachmann has, right? Mm-hmm. The ability to go right at Obama, which our base wants. He's got him for Romney. He's got national stature like Romney does. He's the longest serving governor in the state, in the country, the governor of the second largest state. But he also has an ability to fundraise at a national level in a way a lot of these other candidates don't. So in a way, I think he's got both of their strengths, but neither of their unique individual weaknesses. So I think he goes into this race, if he does announce his intentions as early as Saturday, as the candidate who is most likely to become the anti-Romney candidate post South Carolina, post Florida, sort of in early to mid, early late January, early early February timeframe. And then I think you're going to have a long slog kind of in a Clinton-Obama type way that's going to go 3 or 4 months. The reason I think Perry will be the nominee ultimately is I think that his campaign is going to grow. It's going to grow from the moment that it launches. Romney's campaign has a high ceiling and a low floor. If you look at all the other candidates in the field, they're likely to get behind Perry. Once they get out, if they get out after Ames, if they get out after Iowa, mm-hmm. if they get after New Hampshire, South Carolina, they're most likely to support Perry if he's the anti-Romney alternative at that point. And that even includes someone like Huntsman, who may be more moderate than Perry, but I think is not personally close to Romney. So he's gonna sort of absorb a lot of support from a lot of these other candidates. I think he's going to have a lot of governors get behind him, current governors, including very influential ones like Nikki Haley in South Carolina, Rick Scott, who may be a sort of less popular figure in Florida, but is still from an important state, right. Brian Sandoval from Nevada, you have the caucuses in Nevada. Mm-hmm. Other governors as well. And then I think you're also going to have Sarah Palin help govern Perry at the time that's most advantageous.